7:52. It's cold. There's no other way to put it. 9 degrees. But it's going to be sunny today, so that's a good thing. Sunshine makes everything a little more bearable, and we'll get into the upper 30s, but not until Sunday. And whoever thought we'd call 39 degrees a warm-up, but it is. It's going to be a warm-up compared to the temperatures all this week. High today, maybe 24 degrees, 9 degrees right now. Always a pleasure speaking with our former governor, Rick Snyder. He's the founder of Sensei, which is a cybersecurity firm. And boy, does he know how to pick a business to go into. It's all about timing. And the timing is such that we all need to be worried about cybersecurity as we hear about more and more attacks all over the place, most recently with Michigan Health, U of M Health System, that dealt very well with a cybersecurity attack. And we wanted to check in again with Governor Rick Snyder and get some help on something like this. Governor, always a pleasure.
It's great to be with you again, Paul W. This is a big problem. The cybersecurity stuff is awful.
It's horrible. And for most of us, we don't quite understand it. But you make it easier for especially businesses to understand what they're dealing with and what they need to do to protect their company.
Yeah, we do. That's why our focus is on small and medium-sized organizations. And the reason we started the company was it's an underserved market. There's not people out there to help people and to do it in plain language. If you talk cybersecurity to most people, it's like speaking Martian.
Yes, it is. I might add that, you know, the big companies have a lot of resources, but the little companies, small and medium companies that you specialize in, need the same protection.
They do. And so an illustration is, you just mentioned the attack on Michigan Medicine. That was it's called a denial of service attack, where they actually attacked a vendor of University of Michigan that provides websites and such. And so one of the things we recommend for smaller organizations is you do outside scans. You do an external scan of your vulnerabilities. So you actually go look for your problems yourself to see if you see holes or other ways that someone could come in and affect your systems. And by doing that outside scan, you're able to see if there's a problem. You can close it up so the bad guys won't be able to do it. So it's like self-help. You go out and do that. And so that's one of the services we do for small organizations as part of our package. The other big one, though, that the U of M got hit earlier in last year, and it was a big problem where records were actually threatened, was a phishing attack. And again, it's that PH, not the F kind of phishing.
Right,
where
right.
Basically, it's a spam email. It's an email that comes that you shouldn't click on, because if you click on it or click on the attachments, it allows bad things to go into your system, and it can do everything from ransomware to, you know, letting them control your system. So one of the key things, if you look at cyber threats to small organizations or any organization, even your family, is about 80 to 90% are caused by human error, not knowing what to do. So a lot of this is education. And so how do you educate people in plain language? That's a priority to us.
Well, you know, this is funny. It's not funny. Well, it is funny. We just went through this. Our big boss was visiting with WJR, and we talked about the fact that the company sends out these little trick emails to try to catch us as if it were somebody doing the phishing, the PH phishing, not the other phishing. And she explained again how important it is, because a company, big or small, can be brought to its knees if somebody can break in and do that by hitting on we employees, because there's so many of us that it just takes one of us to make a mistake and we've let the bad guys in. So it's funny that we're talking about it again now, because this is an ongoing problem and companies need to work on this and continue to educate us, the employees, as annoying as it might be, to educate us on what we have to look out for. What other things can you offer here? Former Governor Rick Snyder with us and his cybersecurity firm, Sensei. What other simple tips that you can offer us, not only for our small to medium-sized business, but even for our home systems?
Yeah, and you said it well, Paul W. So a lot of the things, if you do phishing training exercises, which are good in your business, Sometimes people complain about those, but I tell people you should do it as a free employee benefit. Everything you learn in that lesson, you should take home and talk to Kim and other family members about how to do the same things. The other big one, though, is you've heard this before, is do stronger passwords. Do a better job of making those passwords more complicated, or make sure you have a good password in place. A lot of times people forget to even set those up the right way, or they use something too simple.
And don't use the same one on everything.
And don't use the same one. That's a huge point. See, you're starting to get this down.
I have a thick head, but I hear this enough now that it gets through my thick head. How do we find Sensei?
Sensei.com, SENSCY.com. And we've got a great website with a lot of great points. We've got a resources page that I encourage people to go to learn more. And we'll actually do a free Sensei.
I got to run. Best to Sue.